Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud. With no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/special. netsuite.com/special.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Oh, we only get to say it once a week. Well, I might work it into the conversation two or three times a week, but only on this night. Are you ready? You can say it with me now. If you've listened for any length of time, you know what's coming. It's a routine. Jay and I have made it a thing over the past couple of years. Happy Almost Friday! And you can change the inflection. If it makes you feel better, you can do a Happy Almost Friday or just Happy. Happy, 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 and we'll know what you mean. Yes, happy Almost Friday. We're going to make it a fabulous Friday. It's going to be a fantastic, fun Friday, and a lot of you, I know, are on the move. How do I know this? Because the traffic was insane. Coming into New York City, which is where our headquarters are located, I had forgotten that it was a combo weekend. You know what that means. Everyone is on the move. It's a combo weekend of holiday for a lot of people, not everyone, but Juneteenth is becoming more of a common holiday for corporations and industries. I know our company has recently added it to our list of holidays. That's not why I'm off on Sunday night, but I am off on Sunday night. It's also Father's Day weekend. And so you've got the combo of Father's Day and holiday weekend, which means lots of peeps out there want to spoil their dads, show their dads around. A lot of people want to get a jump on the weekend, even if it's not about dad. It's not about you. You know that, right? It might be about you. As long as you take us with you, lots of people in their cars right now. Lots of people are headed to airports or on road trips. We just can't get enough these days. We have ants in our pants as an American population. We can't stay put. And I appreciate that because I get a little antsy when I haven't done any traveling. Although between last year and this year, I wouldn't mind, say, 2 months going nowhere. I might actually be okay with that. I said to my husband on Thursday evening, wouldn't it be great if we can have an entire week of not going anywhere and nothing to do? Do you want to know his response? I was shocked, I tell you. I'm still learning about him. 6 months into marriage, he still surprises me. He said, I don't know, I might get bored. I'm sorry, what? A week at home with nothing to do? No place to go? After the year plus we just experienced with two more weddings, one milestone birthday, and a couple of other visits to come, and you can't do a week without getting bored? All right, he might be fast twitchier even more than I am. Tell you the truth, and this is what I said to him, I don't remember the last time I was bored. Weekends are so jammed with, well, sports and trying to get stuff done around the house and yard that they fly by in a blur. So those are not boring in any way, shape, or form. During the week, I can hardly keep up with what day it is. We're all upside down all the time. Guess that's what happens after 12 years, nearly 12 years on overnights and late nights and overnights. And yeah, I have projects I'd like to get to. You know how often I talk about wanting to write my blog or put, I don't know, other stuff down on paper / computer. I have a long-term list of projects, things I want to get to that have been on my phone for at least a year. That's what wedding planning does. That's why he would get bored in a week, because I was the one doing most of the traveling and the wedding planning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm not complaining. I wouldn't trade it. We had the chance to, well, we, meaning producer Jay and I, had the chance to go to Vegas for Super Bowl week and then a day and a half of exploring Nevada with the Hubs. That was awesome. I obviously wouldn't change my class at Syracuse, which had me on the road every single week in April. Definitely would not trade Hawaii or a two-week honeymoon for anything. And now, of course, we've got family weddings and birthdays through the summertime, and I wouldn't trade that family time either. So I'll just suck it up. Just kidding. I'm thrilled that it's almost summer. I hope you have some big time plans. I know it's always fun to have something on the calendar to look forward to. It kind of helps me get through the mundane, the routine, those nights when work is work, when we're not talking about hot dogs. Those nights when work feels like a labor of love as opposed to a passion. And so this week, it's been a bit of a grind. Here we are getting close to the end. It's kind of hard to believe, right? Considering the talent in the Final Four in hoops and hockey, considering that we've got some of the best players in the world in their respective sports on the other teams that are now trailing 0-3 in both basketball and hockey. That's kind of crazy to think about, right? Everyone's entitled to his or her opinion, but I would say that there's probably a general consensus that if he's not number one, he's top two. Connor McDavid, best hockey player on the planet. A lot of people would say that. And he's alongside a guy who's about as productive as he is. They are the most formidable duo in the entire NHL with Leon Draisaitl. And in the first period of game three, so this is the first one back in Edmonton. It's a good time for them to get away from South Florida, all of them, considering what's happening with the weather there. Thinking of especially the people in South Florida near the Miami area, it's kind of hard to be excited about hockey or a Stanley Cup final when you've had 2 feet of rain over the course of the last 4 days. I'm sure there's plenty of flooding and people who just want it to stop. I certainly understand that. So thinking of you, I do hope that the hockey and the joy from the Panthers being one win away from their first ever cup offers the distraction and a reason to smile in spite of everything that's happening right now. So it is good that they're in Edmonton. First game in Edmonton, the place is utterly insane in a sports type of way. It's crazy. People are excited inside and outside the building. And in the first period, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl combined for 5 shots in the first period. They had some really good looks. But as we saw in the opener of the Stanley Cup Finals, Sergei Bobrovsky, not intimidated. You might forget by the end of this series that he was 0-for-8 in Stanley Cup Final games coming into this series. That is a thing of the past. It reminds me a little bit of Jaylen Brown. And the situations are slightly different, and yet the human emotions are the same. Brown has talked about the fact that he really dropped the ball, so to speak, last year, especially when Jason Tatum got hurt early in game 7 of that final against the Heat. Remember, it was the East Championship on the line. Winner take all, move on to the NBA Finals. The Celtics were desperate to get back because they had lost to the Warriors a year before. And they dropped the first 3 to Miami. They're in an 0-3 hole. They force a game 7. The Garden is going insane. And then Jason Tatum, I don't recall how quickly he got hurt. It was, I think it was the first 3-4 minutes. I could be wrong, but it was really early. Remember, he tweaked an ankle? And he played, but he was hobbled the rest of the way. And Jaylen Brown, well, this year's Jaylen Brown would have risen to the occasion. Say it again, Jay.
First possession, Tatum got hurt.
First possession. Oh, I was conservative in my rememories. My rememories. Jaylen Brown this year would have been able to carry on, take the lead, and likely the Celtics could have weathered that. Again, Tatum was playing, but he was hobbled. Instead, he had so many unforced errors. He had one of his worst playoff games ever. And it stuck with him. Not to mention the year before when they were up 1-0 and then 2-1 on the Warriors, only to watch Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. I mean, that was our year of redemption for Klay, so I'm not sorry about that. It was amazing to see the Warriors win again after everything they'd been through. But yeah, running into a brick wall sticks with you. And Sergei Bobrovsky, not all of this time with the Panthers, obviously, but Sergei Bobrovsky had been over in Stanley Cup final games until this series. So yeah, it's an opportunity for redemption for the Panthers franchise as a whole, but there's always individual stories that mean so much. And for Bob, For Bob, to be able to take on the best of the best and stop both McDavid and Draisaitl point blank in the first period had to be once again a surge of confidence. Not to mention, you're in Edmonton. If either one of those shots goes in or any of those first 5 shots, they both had real quality chances, like seriously, right at Bob. If either one of those becomes a goal or any of those first 5 shots go in, that place goes crazy. And it may feel completely different. I mean, you saw what happened. If you're watching the game, you saw what happened early in the second period when the Oilers tied it. The place was sufficiently nutso. So Bob has been equal to every challenge. And I like the fact that his story, his individual story, Jaylen Brown's individual story is probably going to result in a championship. After disappointment, failure, Brown used the word embarrassing to describe last year. After all of this, these two guys are likely to end up champions. And I think those stories are really cool. So we'll get to game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final coming up in 10 minutes here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Again, happy almost Friday. We had the opening round of the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, number 2. In case you're keeping score at home, it's number 2. And what did we just talk about this week? How Rory McIlroy is really the only current tour pro who can move the needles the way that golf needs it to. Now, Tiger Woods is on the course this week. I don't know if he's going to make the cut. It depends on how many people are around him and how many people are ahead of him come tomorrow evening. Sorry, Friday evening. But McIlroy is sitting at minus 5, tie with Patrick Cantlay. He makes a long birdie putt on the final hole The crowd cheers, and look at this. Rory, who does still spike interest among golf fans and casual fans, he's sitting right in the catbird seat. Now, he's been here before. Remember, well documented, he's come so close to winning multiple majors over the last 10 years, only to suffer great disappointment. Long way to go. And what we've heard about Pinehurst, the course they're playing on, is that it's only going to get more diabolical as the week goes on, because the heat is expected to not only dry up the course, even though they water it, the heat and the sun is expected to dry up the course, but also the way the grass is and the way they set up the U.S. Open, it's likely to be slick, almost like the ice, which is perfect since we're still in the Stanley Cup final. So to have a handful of guys in red numbers under par is big. But you talk to any of these golfers, you hear them talk, the analysts, they don't expect it to stay that way. They actually expect the numbers to drop, drop, drop. And so Tiger started out with a birdie. He was, I believe he was leading off on number 10. So they had them split first tee and 10th tee because there's so many people that are golfing. So they're straddling him between the two, the front and the back nine. And so Tiger starts out with a birdie. It was a fairly tepid roar. I wouldn't call it a Tiger roar, like the kind you'd get late in a round on a Sunday. But it was early. So he's out there. He gets a birdie. For a short time there, he is tied for the lead at the U.S. Open, which is kind of a misleading headline, but people will take anything these days from Tiger Woods. Ultimately, he ends up at plus four. It's better than Phil Mickelson, who's at plus nine and is not going to make the cut. I mean, there's others. Justin Thomas, I think he's at plus seven. But some of your best golfers in the world, they're sitting right at even. Brooks Koepka, even par. Oh, by the way, Bryson DeChambeau, he's like a fly just hanging around. PGA hates it because he and Brooks Koepka have been relevant in all the majors so far. But for Rory, this is a big deal. He has talked about being patient as he pursues his fifth major. And of course, it's been 10 years plus. People talk about this. But he had a bogey-free opening round, and he finished with a big-time birdie.
I thought I'd left it short. That's why I walked after it. So, full disclosure. It looked good, though. I think there was a stretch there in the back nine. I birdied 10 and then hit a good shot into 11, made par. Good shot into 12, made par. Good shot into 13, made par. Good shot into 14, made par. And I was just on this run of hitting it to 20 feet and two putting. actually had a good two putt on 15. But I just felt like my patience, I could have got a little impatient, but I felt like my patience was rewarded there with, you know, birdies, you know, in two of the last three holes. So, it was really nice to finish like that.
I did not realize my microphone was still on when I was clearing my throat. Sorry about that. Sorry, Rory. Yeah, the yard work this afternoon, Hubs and I did a couple hours of yard work, and it's high pollen count still in our neighborhood, so I apologize for that. But what McIlroy is talking about is essentially being steady in this round of golf. He hit 15 of 18 greens in regulation, meaning for the most part you're on in two, not even worried about the birdie putts that he might have, but he was able to get up and down, up and down, up and down. Had a couple where he had a wild ride. Chipped in for birdie after he actually missed the fairway on a par five. So that's a nice little recovery. And then on the back nine, had five straight pars before he made a birdie on the 16th and then a birdie on the 18th that helped him get to the top of the leaderboard. He actually said, I could have gotten a little impatient. But by being patient, it paid off. Now, he was part of the later groups. And so as they flip on Friday, you have to know that because of how crowded the course is until they make the cut, there is some time where you're standing around while you're practicing, you're warming up. You're also seeing it on TV and in the clubhouse or the locker room, you're watching all these other guys out there.
I don't like watching. I just don't like watching coverage before I go out to play.
I agree with that. To be honest, when I, and we're completely different industries, but I do not listen to sports radio on my way into work or on nights when I'm working. I'm actually listening to the news, which is how I heard the latest about Taylor Swift. Just wait until I tell you. Yes, she says she's done. That's the word she used. Anyway, right, yeah, no.
With what?
It's a tease. You're just going to have to wait. So Rory, again, who is chasing his fifth major win and has come so close, would clearly be the crowd favorite, especially if Tiger doesn't make the cut, which, you know, he could still make the cut, though it's likely to get harder the next couple of days. Bryson DeChambeau sitting two strokes back. Tony Finau, isn't it time he wins a major? He's sitting three back of Rory and Cantlay. Sergio Garcia is in the top 10. Brooks Koepka, as I mentioned, is even. Colin Morikawa is even. You know who I haven't seen? Where's Scottie Scheffler? I didn't hear much about him once they teed off. Xander Schauffele, who has kind of been the victim of some of Scottie Scheffler's great tournaments lately, he's also sitting at even. As for Scheffler, he's at plus one and tees off, no kidding, about 5 hours from now. So I'm assuming he's sleeping and not listening to us talk. So we'll hear from Tiger Woods a little bit later on. He's still fighting his physical body. That's going to be a reality for the rest of his life and his career. And also, how many putters do you carry in your bag? It's interesting to hear about these guys when they talk craft, when they talk shop and talk about their craft. But I promise we'll get to the Stanley Cup Final, Game 1. The Panthers are on the cusp. I don't know, Jay. Maybe we throw it out there for people. How would they feel about both a hoops and hockey sweep in the finals? That's, I don't think it's an accurate depiction of how good these matchups have been over the last couple weeks. I actually think they've been really great matchups. But we haven't had a Game 7 since when? Did we have a Game 7 in the second round? We had
The Knicks went to a Game 7 with the Pacers.
That's right. That's right. Did we had one in hockey, right? Because I came back. Oh, no, wait.
The Oilers... and no, the Leafs and the Bruins went to a Game 7. I know that.
Right, but that wasn't...
Oilers-Canucks.
Oilers, but that was first round, wasn't it?
Right. I'm just thinking about the whole playoffs now.
The Stars, did they force a Game 7 with the Oilers? We didn't get a Game 7 with that one. That one went Game 6. What about the Panthers and Rangers went 6, right?
6.
So we've not had a Game 7 in these playoffs between hoops and hockey since we got to the conference finals, and only Knicks and Pacers in the semifinals went to a Game 7. Right? I Celtics did not go to a Game 7. They haven't,
No. They've only lost, what, two games?
Two games, I think, this whole time. Yeah, interesting. How would you feel if both of these series ended up in sweeps? I guess it's a good thing they stretched them out so they take up nearly all of June. More bang for your buck. I think it's unfortunate because there's a lot of star power. If you're a casual fan, you probably think, oh, these suck, or these other teams suck, but they actually don't. It really does underscore how focused and locked in and how well the Celtics and Panthers are playing. And I think it's important to remember they were both denied in pretty dramatic fashion last year, right? So there's been motivation. The leadership, that's amazing. It needs to be highlighted if each of these series ends in a sweep. Wowzers. And kind of a bummer, I guess, for the fans, because if they do end up in sweeps, First of all, both are done before we get to Father's Day weekend, right? So we wouldn't have, you and I wouldn't even be on the air. How, that would be rare to miss both basketball and hockey.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, generally we get to crown both champions, but to have one on a Friday and one on a Saturday, I think home fans would probably prefer that these games, these game fours are won by the underdog, the other team, so that they can get their teams back home.
It's greedy.
It is greedy, but I think I would probably want that if I was...
Yeah, if I could choose.
Well, if you had tickets to game five, don't you want that?
If I was guaranteed they'd win game five, yeah, of course I would take that.
Right, right. All right, so we've got a lot to do. Dan Hurley speaking out for the first time since he turned down the Lakers. Why did he make that choice? Also, he scoffs at the idea of leverage. Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston and Christy Sides and the Fever home 16,000 plus as they chase their fourth win of the season. My mom was wearing her jersey, of course. And so much football to get to. Trevor Lawrence, just the next man up. Glad to connect with you. I know many of you are on the road. You're traveling for this holiday weekend, getting an early jump. So find me on Twix at A-Law Radio. And then our Facebook page, too. We're glad to have you with us. Love to connect with you about the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Final. How would you feel if they were both sweeps? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud. With no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/special. netsuite.com/special.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Here's Barkov, power move up the far side. Almost lost it, got it back across to an open Forsling. A shot tip, and they score with Sam Reinhart cruising to the front of the net. That one deflects home, and the Panthers strike first with 1:02 to go here in the opening frame. It's 1-0.
In over the line, Mikkola drop pass and a drive sent high and wide by Sam Bennett. And the rebound, Adam Henrique. It's going to be a breakaway. Warren Fogle right to left, shoots and scores. And this game is tied. Warren Fogle, his first goal since game one of the playoffs, ties game three.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Early in the second period, the Oilers with the great equalizer, Doug Plagans and then Jack Michaels on the Oilers and Panthers radio networks, though I flipped that. It was the Panthers who scored first. And so we're sitting at a 1-1 score early in the second. The Panthers had done pretty well to keep the crowd at bay until, of course, the Oilers scored, and then the fans are right back into it, making a ton of noise. Well, you know, the best answer to all of that is, again, to grab control and grab momentum.
Out comes Lundell, got it to center before he pushes it deep inside the Oilers' zone. Now played up front shot, they score! What a setup, Terry! Tarasenko out in front. He was set up by Luostarinen, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead with 10:48 to play here in the second. Broberg, he'll be bumped into. Now a loose puck here on the near side. Turned over. Kachuk out in front. A chance, and they score upstairs. It's Sam Bennett. The Panthers take a 3-1 lead with 6:03 to play here in the second. Barkov to Rodriguez. Barkov in front. A long shot, and he scores. Barkov makes it 4-1 Panthers with 4:29 to go in the second. The captain streaks it alone, and the Panthers lead by a trio.
6 minutes and 19 seconds. That's all it took for the Panthers to score those three unanswered goals and go up 4-1, as you hear on Panthers radio. Yes, the Oilers were able to fight, scratch, claw. They did have a couple of them in the third period, which lit the crowd on fire again. The issue, though, is with the Panthers. They might bend a little bit. You might find some room. You get some really talented Oilers, one of the best first lines in all of hockey, except Sergei Bobrovsky had another one of those games.
4-3, the Panthers in front. Ekblad here on the near side continues to hold it. What strength he's showing here down to our right. The near corner of the Oilers come up with a pass to the line, and it's to nobody all the way down to our left. It rolls. The final seconds tick away, and the Panthers take game three by a 4-3 final score. The Panthers lead the Stanley Cup final 3-0.
Inching closer and closer are the Panthers.
The Panthers are one win away from hockey's ultimate prize.
So Stanley, Lord Stanley, will have to have his cup in the building in Edmonton coming up on Saturday night for game four, just in case it ends up being a sweep for the Panthers. They're one win away from their first ever Stanley Cup. They'll have a couple of days before they, well, yeah, a couple days, I guess, 48 hours before they get to the weekend. And man, the biggest game of their lives. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good to see Alexander Barkov, the captain for the Panthers, out on the ice. He actually had his, he had the fourth goal, and it was on an assist from Evan Rodriguez, who's been so critical in this series. He also had an assist himself. And yeah, here they sit now. He would be the first one to touch it as the captain, unless they designate someone else to touch the cup first or to lift the cup up first. But yeah, they're one victory away.
We know it's going to be the hardest game for sure, and obviously we take everything, we don't take anything granted, so every single day is one day at a time, one thing at a time, and whether it's one period, one shift, we take it one at a time, so that's how we've been whole year, so that's it.
It is certainly what you would expect to hear from guys who are on the cusp, but the fact that both the Celtics and the Panthers have the veteran leadership and are able to do this, they're not celebrating yet. There's no chance that these guys are going to overlook the job in game number four. And it's part of being a champion or part of a championship mentality. So really good to have Barkov out there. He was just getting better and better as he practiced more and they got closer to Thursday's puck drop.
What his gift is, he defines everyone else's game. Alexander Barkov, this is what I'm willing to do. This is how I'm going to play the game. So if you think of being a rookie coming to training camp, well, this is my favorite line of all rookies, I just got to play my game.
In addition to Barkov and the veterans who were part of that loss last year to the Golden Knights, you also have Bobrovsky, who is the last line of defense and has had saves with every part of his body, point blank. A pad here, an arm here, a stick over here. He's on a highlight reel against guys like McDavid and Ryan McLeod, actually in the late stages. Not to mention Leon Draisaitl from all the funny angles that he comes up with. It wasn't a shutout, but 32 saves for him, which means that the Oilers were able to generate their opportunities, and I thought it was kind of fun to hear what he had to say after the game. He actually thought this was fun himself.
You just focus on each and every moment, and it's a fun challenge. You know, it's a fun challenge to play against them because they bring the best and they make smart plays. And I think opponent made a very smart play to pass to him. So it was a great challenge.
I suppose there are plenty of games this season where Sergei Bobrovsky has been a little bored. We were talking about bored earlier in the hour. Think about how the Panthers play. They want to choke the other team. Not literally. That would be against the rules. They really want to choke all of the movement and the offense and the opportunities out of the other team, right? They're trying to swarm. They're trying to make sure the puck gets stagnant in the zone for the other team. And then they'll take it from you. Man, they do love the turnovers. A couple of their goals tonight were scored after turnovers. Matthew Tkachuk had one. Had to be what? 5-6 feet away from Stuart Skinner when he forced the turnover, and within a half a second, they had scored. I mean, it's that bang, bang.
Get Mrs. Boxer.
they're always ready. They certainly understand the system. And when they've got guys who are constantly working and challenging the other team when they've got the puck, that means that you're going to have turnovers. And it's clear that they've learned. It's a little bit like fast breaking. When you play a team that goes for the steals and come up with the steals, or you've got a defender that you know is good for a few steals a game, you're always ready to fast break down the other end of the court. The same thing in hockey, though. A lot of their turnovers happen in zone, so they don't have to worry about breakaways. It's really impressive to see the way the Panthers operate as a group and the system that they've built. And Connor McDavid would say, like, hey, we got a lot of opportunities in this one. This wasn't one of those games where we felt like we didn't generate the shots.
I thought we had lots of looks. I thought the game was right there, and just a couple of mistakes, and they find a way to score.
We got him on the stage, right? This is the Stanley Cup final stage, and I was with all of you. Hey, we need to see Connor McDavid. Kind of like seeing Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge on the World Series stage. You want the best of the best in these championship rounds. It has happened before a couple of different times where an NHL team has come back from an 0-3 deficit. I don't know about this year, though. The Panthers have got it figured out. But yeah, it's, I'm sure, frustrating for Edmonton because you could see kind of momentum swings. One of the things that's really stood out, I hear a lot of the analysts talking about it, and you look back over these three games now and you realize, had they scored on this power play or this power play, maybe, just maybe, the momentum completely shifts. But that's one of the things that the Oilers have not been able to capitalize on. They're so good at using the power play to their advantage when you think about the guys they have on the ice. Why not? And yet, the penalty kill for the Panthers has been equal to the challenge. And so for McDavid and Draisaitl, yeah, it kind of feels like this could be a completely different series with one break here or there.
We're playing a good team, and I think two of the three games, probably could have went either way. We could be up 2-1 right now, but that's not the case, and that's not how this sport works, unfortunately. Just got to find a way to dig ourselves out.
You know who can empathize? The Pacers. Oh, my gosh. Three times they had the Celtics on the proverbial ropes and could not close it out in the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, once again, the Oilers, 0-for-3 on the power play, just have not been able to take advantage. So if someone asks you and you want to sound really smart, yes, Sergei Bobrovsky, but also Oilers not as lethal on the power play like they were during the regular season as they were surging in the West. So Panthers and Celtics both just need one more win, and they'll play basketball Friday night and then hockey on Saturday night. Coming up, Tiger Woods. He's sitting at +4, can still make the cut, but this U.S. Open is kicking butts and taking names. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook, as well as on our show Twitter, Amy After Hours, at Amy After Hours. We're asking you, how would you look back on these two series if they were both sweeps? I mean, 2 months. 2 months we're building up to this, and we might end up with two sweeps. Wah, wah, wah.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Great to be back. I love U.S. Opens. I love the test of U.S. Opens. And I've had a little bit of success here back in 99 and 2005. So I'm looking forward to this week and getting underway.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tiger Woods, he's won 3 U.S. Opens. And a couple of times he's come close at Pinehurst, including a runner-up finish, though I don't remember exactly what year it was. It goes back pretty early in his career. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. He's sitting at plus 4, 9 strokes off the pace set by Rory McIlroy and Patrick Cantlay. But, of course, there's a lot of company in the black numbers. There's a lot of company at even and over par. So he could still make the cut, though there is work to do. And he's honest. I think this is something so different about Tiger from earlier in his career before his family life broke down and before his physical body broke down. He was so tight-lipped and he was so closed in. He's notorious for all these non-disclosure agreements for people who work with him, even people he was dating in the past. It's kind of crazy. Now he's really open, and he admits that even in round, he is worried about tightening up and having to be really careful. When he's done just the ride to get to the driving range or the practice green to be able to work on his game, it's a constant battle.
Hoping I don't get too tight in the car riding back, that maybe I can hit a few. But if I happen to get tight in air conditioning and get back there, and there's really no point. I'd like to hit a few putts. My speed was not quite there. I think I three-putted, 2 or 3 times today. So if I clean that up and if I hit a couple iron shots, not as loose as I did, I'm right there to even par. You know, it can go so far the other way here, the wrong way. And it's just so hard to get back. This is a golf course that doesn't give up a whole lot of birdies, and when it gives up a lot of bogeys and higher. I thought I did the one thing I needed to do today, which was drive the ball well. I did that. I just didn't capitalize on any of it.
He missed 9 of 18 greens. And at the U.S. Open, it is so much harder when you have to get up and down because of the undulations and how slick the greens are. And this is something notorious at these, well, this U.S. Open in particular, but the U.S. Open loves it. When you try to, when you're pin seeking and you're trying to hit a ball directly at the pin, but it's set on the side of a hill. So you miss and it just rolls back down. Or you get to a thin, kind of a thin slope and there's not enough a room or space to land your ball. So you're up there, but then it rolls back down. That's really a challenge. Maybe that's why one of the co-leaders, Patrick Cantlay, has 4 putters in his bag.
They're all similar, same model. You know, the model just that I changed to this week, just it actually attaches just a little different, so it swings just a little more back and through on the line, opposed to the putter I was using last week had more arc. So felt really good today, and keep it going.
Yeah, you got a long way to go, and the course is expected to get harder as they move through the weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So it's Rory and it's Patrick Cantlay at minus five, a handful of golfers that are also in red numbers. I don't know, that might dwindle as we head into the weekend, but Bryson DeChambeau is one of those, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of reasons to like this guy. His love of food, that's got to be my favorite. So he was talking about how challenging this golf course is, and maybe there's something to be said for the fact that when you play in live tournaments, you don't, well, you're in a team format partly, but also you're not playing the courses that are going to challenge you to the hilt all the time.
I would say from a mental exhaustion perspective, this was probably the most difficult that I've had in a long, long, long time. I can't remember the last time I mentally exerted myself that hard to focus on hitting fatter parts of the green instead of going for flags, and I did that quite nicely until the last few holes, and I got to keep my mental energy up there, got to eat a lot, get a lot of carbs in me and food in me, good protein, and just recover tonight.
Got to get a lot of carbs in me, a lot of food in me, and recover tonight. So safe to say that he is currently sawing logs.
What do you think he's going to eat tonight?
Not listening to us. I bet he was eating pasta, lots of bread.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe some potatoes, some steak. All of that feels like it falls into the carbohydrate and protein category. Eggs. Eggs are really good for you. They may not seem as filling, but they're definitely in there and good for you.
I like oatmeal in the morning.
Maybe. Or steak and eggs.
Oh, that sounds good.
I got to get a lot of food in me. Yeah, the guys who, and he's talking about mental focus and mental toughness, but the guys who sweat a lot, and this is North Carolina, so they got the heat there. And if you are one of those people, you're constantly having to replace what you're losing. Jay told me that Sergei Bobrovsky sweats off 7 pounds during a game.
10 to 20.
Oh, 10 to 20. That's insane. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud. With no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/special. netsuite.com/special.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.